On this episode, why porn is a plague on society.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Holistic Alpha Podcast. Thanks for being here. I'm your host, Stephen Mathis. If this is your first time listening to the show, welcome. This show is all about helping you kick ass as a man from the inside out. We talk about fitness, about nutrition, about hormones, about sex, about mind. We talk about putting it all together so you can create the life you want to create, be the man that you want to be, build what you want to build, and bring the value that you want to bring to those people around you. So I'm glad to have you here. By the way, if you're not already subscribed to the show, make sure and hit that subscribe or follow button now so that you can get updated when new episodes of the show come out. Before we get into the rest of the episode, I also just want to remind you, I am here to help you guys. If you have thoughts, questions, feedback on the show even, I would love to hear from you. You can shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439, or book a free clarity call with me and let's get on the phone and chat. Clarity call is where we get on the phone and chat. Like I said, I listen to what is happening in your world, listen to maybe where you feel stuck, challenges you're facing, where you want to get to, and help you develop an action plan to move forward. It's one of my favorite things that I do, and I would love to speak with you. One of the things that I really love about getting on the phone with you guys is, you know, too often, a lot of the things that we talk about, or some of the things that we talk about, you know, especially when it comes to sex and porn and things like that, too often those things live in your head and you don't have anyone to talk to about the challenges that you're facing in those areas. And I just want to let you know that you can talk to me about those things. I love hearing from somebody when they tell me that it's, you know, the first time they've talked to somebody about this, because these are important issues that we need to talk about. We need to have support. We need to, you know, be growing in these areas. And, you know, like I said, too often it just lives in your head. So I just want to let you know, you can talk to me about those things. I am a non-judgmental, safe space. You can talk to me about whatever is happening in your world, and I would love to help in any way that I can. So book a free clarity call. You can go to calendly.com/Stephen Mathis or hit the link in the show notes for that as well. So let's talk about porn. As I said in the intro to this show, porn truly is a plague on society. And I know that sounds dramatic, but I believe it's absolutely true. And how is that? Why is that? Well, first of all, I think porn affects men directly in really, really powerful and negative ways. You know, porn drags on us in so many ways. It affects your confidence. It affects your willpower. It desensitizes you. It affects your ability to make the choices that you want to make. It affects your ability to be who you want to be. It just does. And it does so in powerful ways. And the more that we engage with porn, the more powerful those effects are going to be. Porn leads to guys being depressed, being, you know, unable or unwilling to move forward in their life in the way that they want to. And it just drags on us. And there's, you know, we can go into a lot more detail on how that is, on why that is, on how it affects our brain, on how it affects us. But that's the truth. And that's the simple way to put it, is porn drags on you. And you can justify it all you want. And we don't even need to, you know, get into, you know, moral issues or anything like that. The reality of the matter is porn has a negative influence. It disconnects you from what's real. It disconnects you from your power. It disconnects you from your spirit. And it disconnects you from, you know, the real you inside of you. It disconnects us from that. And when it does, that leads to this cascade of negative effects. Like I said, it affects our confidence, our drive, our willpower, our happiness. And that leads into affecting all the other areas of our life. Porn leads to guys who are unwilling or unable to stand up for what they believe in, to move forward in the way they want to move forward, and to contribute to their own lives and to those around them in the way that they want to. And maybe you have felt this. You probably have felt this to some degree or another at some point in your life. It's powerful, it's negative, and it drags us down. This also leads into, it's not just about what's happening with us individually, right? There have been countless millions of relationships that have been destroyed, families that have been broken apart, pain that has been caused because of porn. Porn devalues the real feminine. It devalues women. It disconnects us from women in the way that we should be connecting with women. And it hurts the women in our lives. It just does. You're going to feel, if you haven't already, you're going to feel the negative impacts of porn. It's inevitable. It is inevitable. I talk to guys over and over and over and over again, and ranging from, 15 years old to 55 years old and beyond. And the one thing that holds true is it always comes back to bite you. Always. Usually when I hear from guys is when porn has led to erectile dysfunction. There's a statistic that I saw recently that erectile dysfunction is up 1,000% versus 15 years ago. Now, there's some other things that come into play with that, things like toxins that are affecting our hormones, but porn is a huge part of that. And you guys, I have talked to countless guys that this is exactly what happens. For a while, guys will deal with, or sometimes maybe not even be so aware of, some of those other impacts in terms of confidence, in terms of drive and willpower and all of that. But when guys become very, very aware of it is when they start to have erectile dysfunction. And I can tell you that if it hasn't happened to you yet, it will. It's going to cause that eventually. Porn always does. And like I said, it's also such a negative impact on the women of this world and all the relationships. Porn is going to have a negative impact on your relationships. It's destroyed millions of relationships. And that's why, one of the reasons why I say it is a plague on society, because porn really hits at the foundations of what makes this society, what makes our society strong, is the family, family and real connection, connecting with what is real inside of us, connecting with our spirit, connecting with another human being, building a healthy, happy relationship. And porn threatens everything about that. It threatens your own strength, your own vitality, your own spirituality. It threatens your connection with other people. It threatens your connection with your partner. It threatens your family. Porn threatens all of that. And it is having a major, major impact on men around the world and on society at large. Porn creates men who are unwilling or unable to stand up and fight, to stand up and fight in their own lives and to stand up and fight in the world. So, there's so much that we can go into about this and, science around what is happening when we look at porn and, data and statistics around porn and relationships. And there's so much that we can go into with this. But I just want to challenge you today to take some time and evaluate what role porn is playing in your life. If you have looked at porn in the last, let's say, week or 2 weeks, I want to challenge you to do something. Go 60 days without looking at porn. Go 60 days. If you're not addicted to porn, then that should be no problem, right? And pretty soon you'll find out if that's a problem. You'll find out if that's a challenge, if that's a struggle for you. And whether it's a struggle or not, If you have looked at porn recently, I just want to challenge you to go 60 days. Go 60 days without looking at porn and see how it affects you. Just see, right? You don't need to take my word for it. Test it. Put it to the test in your own life and see how it impacts you. If that sounds impossible, if that sounds like there's no way you could go 60 days without looking at porn, then you need to seriously consider, my friend, that this is an addiction and it is something that is affecting you and it's dragging you down. And I just want to challenge you to really look at that and really evaluate and think about how this is impacting you, because the habit of looking at porn, it's not just about that time that you spend doing it. It's about all the other cascading effects that it has. You know, your ability and willingness to choose healthy foods, to be disciplined in other areas of your life, to tap into the spirituality and to the, you know, connectedness of what's real inside of you. Think about how porn is impacting those areas of your life. Think about how it's affecting your relationships. You know, I have talked to so many people, both men and women, who talk about how porn destroyed their relationship, caused so much pain in their relationship, in their family, families that are broken apart because of it. This is not a small issue. It is not an issue that should be swept under the rug. It is not an issue that should just live in your head. It is an issue that we need to deal with, that we need to face, and that we need to step up and make changes. And that comes with stepping up and making that change in your own life. And it comes with stepping up and being a voice to say, you know what? Porn is wrong. Porn is affecting us. Porn is dragging us down. Stand up and be that voice, whether it's among your friends. You know, I know there's a lot of younger guys, kids that listen to this show. If you're, you know, 16, 18 years old, be the guy who stands up to your friends and says, you know what? Porn is screwing us up. You know what, dude? No, I don't want to check out that porn, because I know the effect that it's going to have on us. It is time for us to stand up as men and eliminate this issue and move past this issue and heal this issue. And when we do, it heals not only us as men and heals masculinity, it heals women. There are so many women who have such emotional, you know, trauma because of porn. And it drags on us all. And I just want to challenge you today, take some time, think about how it's affecting you. We're going to talk about this a lot more as time goes on. And I want to dive into this issue more because it's so important and it affects us in ways that we don't think about, you know. For example, maybe you're overweight, right? And, you know, and you kind of struggle with confidence, with, you know, motivation to get a workout in, to take care of your body. Think about if porn is a part of your life, think about how is that porn affecting you? How is it affecting your confidence? How is it affecting your, you know, your willpower, your drive, your ability to make those good 5-second choices? One of the things that I've talked about before is we make little 5-second choices that affect our life. We make a 5-second choice and then we live the rest of the time with the consequences of our 5-second choices. And one of the things that porn does is it really hurts your ability to make powerful 5-second choices. You know, it puts you in a position of feeling weaker, of feeling less confident, of feeling more depressed, of, you know, all of these things. And that leads to those little 5-second choices being less powerful ones. And then that cascades out into other areas of your life. You know, are you overweight actually because of your porn habit? Because your willpower is not there? You know, is your business not getting to where you want it to be because of how porn is dragging on your life? Is your relationship not where you want it to be because of porn? You know, are you actually able to connect with your partner in a real, meaningful, powerful, deep way? I think a lot of guys, when they're with women, they're not even with the person that they're with. they'll be essentially painting this picture, this fantasy that's this porn-based fantasy, and they're painting that picture on the person that they're with. There's no real connection with that person. That person is just a physical outlet to engage in some, you know, porn-based fantasy. So porn truly is a plague, you guys. And like I said, we're going to dive into this more and go into, you know, more data around this and things that we can do about it. But for today, just think about that, you know, think about how it's affecting you. Take a step back and really evaluate, is this something that is adding to your life? Is this something that is dragging on your life? And I can promise you, there is no way, shape, or form where porn is adding to your life. It is a poison. And you might think that, you know, a little bit is okay. You know, you might think you have it under control or whatever, but I can promise you, it's a poison. And it is poisoning your life, your spirit, in really, really powerful ways. It is disconnecting you from what's real. And that connection with what is real, that connection with the spirit inside of you, that connection with the spirit inside of another person, that is where the true joy in life comes from. That's where the true power comes from. You will never be able to access your best self. You will never be able to access your most empowered self if you are disconnected from what is real inside of you. And that is one of the fundamental things that porn does, is it disconnects you. It disconnects you. So take some time today. Think about how porn is affecting your life. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Let me know. What do you think? Do you think porn is a plague on society? Is porn dragging on your life? Has porn affected your relationships? You know, is porn affecting you? I would love to hear from you. Shoot me a text message or let's get on a call and talk about it. If porn is something that affects you, if you're ready to move past it, if you're ready to, you know, to really deal with it in a powerful way, I can totally help you with that. And I would love to do that. So shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439, or book a clarity call. Go to callandlee.com. And let's talk about it. Like I said, man, you can talk to me about this stuff. Too often, these things live in your head, you know, and guys don't have anybody to talk to about this. And you can talk to me about it. You can open up to me. I am a safe, non-judgmental space. So let's talk about it. And if you're ready to deal with it, I can help you do that. So think about this today and, you know, be a voice, like I said, not only in your own life, but it's time for guys to stand up. It's time for guys to stand up among our, you know, group of friends and people that we interact with and say, you know what? Porn sucks. Porn is dragging on us. Be that voice. Be that change. We need that change to happen because this is threatening us as men. It is threatening real masculinity. You know, it is threatening your ability to get an erection. It's threatening your ability to tap into your power, to be who you want to be. It's threatening your relationships. It's threatening the families of our world. And because of that, it's threatening the base, the foundation of our society. So it is time to do something about it. Let me know if I can help. I would love to help. Hit me up. Think about this today. Have an awesome rest of your day. Get out and get after it, man. I'm going to get an outside afternoon workout in the sun here shortly. I suggest you do the same. So many benefits to working out outside. Go out and connect with nature. Get some physical grinding in. I know you'll be glad you did. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate you guys, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.